She quickly got up off her knees and hemmed him up. Boy, you're about to go to the ninth grade. You're taking honors classes. There's no way I'm going to have you even think about dropping out of school and becoming some statistic. I'm not going to have you maybe landing in jail or taking on some road that's going to lead to nowhere. There's no way I'll have you thinking you got to help take care of me. We're going to figure this out. The project's management is going to work this out. Everything is going to be okay. God's got us. My uncle pulled up behind us and gave Mom a key to the hotel room where he and his wife were staying. It had double beds and a pull-out sofa. John, you didn't have to do this, my mom said to him.
Yes, I did, Yvette. I know it seems dark right now. I know you're frustrated. You don't know how you're going to find your way. But we're going to get through this, sister-in-law. I haven't always been your favorite person, but it's going to work out.
Oh, my gosh. It feels so good to lie on this bed with the smell of fresh sheets, I thought. I'd been so used to sleeping with my mom over the years. I didn't even know what it felt like to sleep in a double bed. All by myself. It was wonderful. And I didn't even want to move. I looked to my left and my mom was sleeping peacefully. Then I looked to my right and my brother was a little uncomfortable on the cot, but he was dozing as well. I'd never stayed in a hotel before. And though this wasn't a fancy one like the Ritz-Carlton that my mom used to work at when we lived in Orlando, it sure was nice.
I gotta get to the hospital. Wake up, y'all.
Mom shouted suddenly. I wasn't trying to be selfish. I certainly wanted to make sure York was okay. But couldn't I just stay in bed all day relaxing and enjoying this moment?
Yancey, wake up, boy. Go next door and ask Uncle John to get on up. It's 10 o'clock. I need to be at that hospital,
Mom said excitedly. We were there less than an hour later. Yancey and I both were so tired. All we could do was sit in the lobby and hold our heads down, trying to get some more sleep.
Hey, Unc, can we go back to the hotel?
Yancey asked.
I don't know how many more nights I'm going to have it, son. We checked out already?
No,
Uncle John replied.
Where are we going to go?
Yancey asked my uncle.
We're going to talk to the project's management today. Will you get this all worked out? Just let your mom see that your brother's okay.